arriving on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Sidings.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, John Graham, Hilary Pritchard, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. On a sunny day at Parsley Sidings, there's nothing station master Heppelwhite likes better than a stroll along the railway line. For one thing, it's quicker than taking a train. And he can see how the station vegetables are doing on the embankment. Today, he has the added pleasure of the company of female porter, Simpkins.
Lovely morning, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Glorious, Miss Simpkins. Look at those dandelions on the embankment. We'll have some good wine this year.
What a pity we haven't got a flower press. Getting the wolf cubs to trade them is all very well, but some of their football boots are a bit dirty.
I doubt if Houston would agree to our funds being spent on winemaking.
Are you sure it's safe walking on the line like this? The 9:30 to Walpole Hoxton is due soon.
What's the time?
10:10.
Oh, plenty of time. Good grief, here it is. Jump for it.
Oh!
Good grief, he's gone speed mad.
He must have been doing 15 miles an hour.
Never mind, Miss Simpkins. No harm done. I want to drop in at the signal box and tell Bradshaw about tomorrow's big event.
You mean the Minister for Industrial Education?
Exactly. When he comes to open the public library, he'll be getting off at Parsley Sidings. And I want to make sure he gets here.
Mm-hmm.
Only last week, Bradshaw pulled the wrong lever and sent the Liverpool Express to Grimsby.
Oh, isn't it exciting, having our own public library?
The travelling library couldn't last much longer. Pulling that cartload of books was too much for the old horse. By the way, how is your mother?
Her influenza's a little better, thank you, Mr. Heppelwhite. But she won't take her medicine. I was wondering, could I go a bit early this evening? Then I can make sure she takes it.
By all means. My son Bertrand can announce the 6:43 to Birmingham.
Well, will Bert be up to it, Mr. Heppelwhite? After all, it's the last train of the day, and they uncouple the end carriage for shunting round the sidings. He'll have to shout, first three carriages only, or people could get stranded.
I'll see he gets it right, Miss Simpkins. His memory seems to be improving lately. The Parsley Players have actually entrusted him with a speaking part in their current production.
I know I'm helping with the tickets. We open tonight. Are you coming?
No. Ah, the signal box. Let's hope Bradshaw is awake. Morning, Bradshaw.
Oh, oh, your oration, Miss Gloria. Welcome to my signal box.
We've come to tell you about tomorrow's visit.
Is it?
Visit.
Was it? Cool. Well, I never.
The Minister of Industrial Education is coming tomorrow to open the public library.
Well, can't the librarian find his keys?
It's a new library.
Nude? God. You want to keep away from it, Miss Gloria? God. This permissive society. God. What time does it open?
The Minister's arriving at 9:08 tomorrow. We want to make sure the points are set correctly for his train.
Leave right to me, sir. Old Bradshaw's points will be all right, sir. Oh, huh? Point taken.
There is another matter which you will both be interested in. This morning I had a memo from Houston advising me that a new security officer has been appointed for this branch line.
A new security officer?
That's right. An Inspector McDougall. He's been transferred to this area after solving one of the most puzzling cases in Scottish railway history.
Oh?
The theft of 7 tons of haggis from the buffet at Sackyhall Street, Glasgow.
7 tons of haggis? Who'd steal that?
The station master, apparently. Taking it home under his kilt.
Must have been a big kilt.
He didn't take it all at once, Bradshaw. It was over a period of time.
Oh. Why has this inspector been sent down here?
Well, I gather St. Pancras is worried about the large amount of forged platform tickets on this branch line recently. Just as well we've no criminals on our station.
Oh, this is half heavy.
Oh, nearly there.
To you, Percy.
Push your reins up, Bert.
Up where?
Don't tempt me. Right and easy. Easy through the door.
I've got my braces in the door handle.
All right, then, down. Oh, not on my foot. Oh.
Sorry. What did the machine do, anyway?
It's a printing press. If we don't get it out of the porter's restroom before this Aggie-spashing copper gets here, there'll be trouble.
What?
The phantom platform ticket forger will be joining Uncle Charlie up Wormwood Scrubs, mate.
You mean you're the phantom forger?
Shh.
Where are we going to hide it?
We can't hide it. It's too big. I'm going to stick a couple of spouts on it, put it in a buffet and pretend it's a tea machine. Now, come on. Up again.
Oh, all right.
To you. No, no. To you. To you. To you. Are you sure?
You've got second class stamped on your ear.
You great big aim-fisted twit. You've broken it.
Sorry?
I'll kill you.
Sorry, Percy. What makes you think the inspector's come in here?
Well, he's been making surprise visits in lots of stations on this line.
Oh.
You know, Charlie? Pot whistle all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's even had to stop his waiting room bingo sessions. Oh, yeah, there are hard times ahead for all of us, you know. Oh, well, better gather all this stuff up, I suppose.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, come on.
All right. Hey, are you coming to my play tonight?
You must be joking.
It's a new thriller called Life on the Streets. I play Ruffles, the master safe breaker.
Is it a big part?
Well, pretty big. I come on dressed as a burglar and say, "What's up, Inspector?"
And?
That's all.
Well, don't the inspector say nothing?
No. Someone shoots me.
Well, producer, I suppose.
We've been rehearsing for ages. Do you want to hear my part?
I just did.
I wasn't acting then.
Oh, okay then. Go on. Let's hear you act it then.
Right. What's up, Inspector?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I noticed a difference straight away, mate.
It's ever such an exciting play. The vicar plays a dishonest bookmaker.
A typecast again.
Oh, there you are.
Oh.
Oh, good grief. What's this heap of metal?
It's an antique tea machine, sir. We were going to assemble it for the minister's visit tomorrow, sir.
Burton.
Yes?
Miss Simpkins won't be here for the last train tonight. I want you to do the announcements in her place.
But I'm playing Ruffles in Life on the Streets.
I'm fully aware of that. I've heard your one line through breakfast, dinner and tea for what seems like years. But the play doesn't start till 8. There are plenty of time to get ready.
Yes, Father.
And remember, the 6:43 sheds its last coach here. It is vital that you announce that fact.
Yes, Father.
Well, here you are, Bert, your big moment. The 6:43 to Birmingham.
It's a bit rotten having to do this on the night of my play. I should be concentrating on my acting career.
Acting career.
Good. If I do well, I might be offered a big role.
Oh, are they doing refreshments and all? Come on in, come on, quick, announce the train.
Right.
This is the 6:43 to Birmingham. Birmingham only, Birmingham only. Thank you.
There.
Haven't you forgotten something?
Forgotten something?
Yeah, come on. Something you had to say.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Inspector?
How was that?
Ah, what about the first three carriages only bit?
Oh, blimey, I forgot that.
It's lucky for you that no one ever uses that train.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Something terrible
what's happened. The train's gone out and left my coach behind.
Oh, don't worry. The last train always does that.
Last train? Oh, no.
Good evening, madam. I'm the station master. What seems to be the trouble?
Well, the train has gone out and left me. And it's the last train.
There, there. You put your head on my shoulder. Tell Percy all about it.
Valentine? Bertrand. Mm-hmm. Did you forget to announce the uncoupling of the end carriage?
Yes, Father.
No.
I suppose I shall have to go by bus.
Unfortunately, the last bus with a connection to Birmingham went at 6:30.
Oh, no!
I'm afraid our local bus service hasn't the reliability of the railways.
But I must get to Birmingham tonight. I'm supposed to meet a very important gentleman there. Is there a taxi?
There was, but he's in hospital with his foot.
You mean I'm stuck here all night? My friend will be livid.
I'm truly sorry, madam.
I suppose I'll have to book in at your local hotel.
Valentine, phone the Dog and Duck.
No point, sir. I was talking to Mr. Harris just now, sir. They're full for the first time this year.
The Dog and Duck full?
Yeah, they got two commercial travellers staying there.
But where will I stay tonight?
Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, Valentine.
I'm just offering my assistance to a lady in distress, sir.
With your assistance, she could be in greater distress.
Hello, Mr. Applewhite. My mother's taken her medicine. I thought I'd drop in on my way to the Parsley Pears. Everything all right?
Far from it, Miss Simpkins.
Oh.
Thanks to Burton's incompetence, we have a stranded passenger, Miss...
Drake.
Miss Drake has nowhere to stay the night. I see only one solution. She will sleep at my house. In your bed, Bertrand.
Oh.
Cool. Yeah, that'll do. Bertrand will not be in it at the time. Oh. Bertrand, having caused this trouble, will sleep here at the station.
At the station?
At the station. You'll make up a bed in the waiting room.
I don't want to sleep in the waiting room.
This is very kind of you, Mr. Applewhite.
There are ghosties and things on the station at night.
Mr. Applewhite, you don't think that people might, you know, gossip?
About what?
Well, I mean, if Bert's here, and you and Miss, you know, alone, in the same,
What? How dare you?
Oh, sorry, sir.
I shall sleep with Bertrand on the station.
Thank you, Father.
I shall not allow this young lady to be compromised in any way. Oh. She will have my house to herself.
Well, won't it be cold on the station, Mr. Applewhite?
Possibly. But the station hen survives every night, so I don't see why we shouldn't.
But Clara's got feathers.
Bertrand. I suggest you get out of my sight as quickly as possible.
Yes, Father.
Don't commit your next disaster for the Parsley Players.
Oh, well, I'd better be off too, Mr. Applewhite. I'm opening the box office.
Very well, Miss Simpkins.
Come on, Bert. We can give you a final rehearsal.
This way, Miss Drake. I'm sure you'll spend a comfortable night at my house.
Thank you.
You might care to peruse some back numbers of the Rail and Rolling Stock Gazette.
Lovely.
How do you feel, Bert?
What's up, Inspector?
You're nervous, aren't you? Watching it from the wings makes it worse, you know. Let's come back over there. You certainly look the part. That costume suits you.
What, the mask?
No, the striped jersey.
Up with Inspector Watts. Oh, no. Up what? Oh, no. Dad was really cross with me, wasn't he?
Oh, don't let it upset you. His temper will cool down on his own at the station.
Won't you know? He's going to hate missing his evening cocoa.
Oh, well, don't worry about that. I'll take him a flask after the play. A special treat before he goes to sleep.
Oh, thank you, Gloria. You are kind.
That's all right. Would you like anything, Bert?
Such as?
Ask me and see.
Ask you anything?
Anything.
You mean you'd even...
Oh, yes!
In that case, will you...
Yes!
Will you let me...
Yes!
Will you let me have a drop of cocoa too?
Rather cheerless evening, Clara. Colder than it was, I think. A railway station is not the best place to spend a night. Still, your nest is well protected in the fire bucket. I hope Bertrand's stage appearance doesn't turn him away from the railways. The bright lights of show business can be dangerous things. Really? You could be right. Yes, yes, well, it's getting late now. Time for bed, old girl. You have to remember, you're no chicken. Now, you know what I mean, Clara. Faithful old hen. Oh, well, time to turn in myself. I'll just hang this hammock between the clothes hook and the weighing machine.
Aha! Caught you red-handed.
I beg your pardon?
Thought you'd have a free way in the weighing machine, eh? And with a hammock about to doss down for the night, I suppose.
I don't believe we've been introduced.
Inspector MacDougall, British Transport Police.
Inspector MacDougall? Oh, I'm Horace Heppelwhite, Station Master of Parsley Sidings. Allow me to congratulate you on your new appointment.
That's very kind of you. Now, are you going to come quietly, or do I have to belt you with my truncheon?
Come quietly.
Oh, you're no station master. Why should a station master be sleeping in a hammock? Are you afraid someone will steal the station?
It's very simple.
Eh?
I've loaned my house to a young lady passenger who was stranded on the last train.
Really? Do you see this leg?
Yeah.
Well, try pulling that. It's got bagpipes on. I know a tramp when I see one.
Tramp? I'm a railway Heppelwhite.
Well, how about proving that?
Certainly. All my papers are at my house. We can go along there and... No, we can't get in at the moment. I gave my key to Miss Drake.
Does your front door know have a knocker?
Oh, we can't possibly knock her up at this time of the night. Neighbours would think it most unseemly. It's gone 10 o'clock. Ah, here's my son, Bertrand. Now we'll get things sorted out.
Oh, hello, Father.
Bertrand, will you tell this gentleman who I am?
Yes, this is my father.
And who are you?
I'm his son.
Do you always wear a black mask?
Only when I'm doing my burglary bit.
Burglary?
No, he means...
Cracky, so you're a burglar?
Yes. Ruffles the master safe breaker. I've just been doing it at the carpool.
Be quiet. What? Be quiet, Bertrand. You must excuse my son, Inspector.
Trespassing and burglary. Ho, 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 ho. There's promotion here, all right.
It's not like that at all, Inspector.
Isn't it? Well, look, someone's coming.
Oh, that'll be Gloria. She said she'd come along to see you, Father.
Funny time of night for a lassie to be calling. You're no up to anything else, are you?
How dare you?
Oh, I dare anything, laddie. I've got this truncheon in my hand. In here, the two of you.
What? You want it in the broom cupboard? But what's the idea?
I'll see what yon lassie's up to without you tipping her off. Come on, get in there. One peep out of either of you, and I'll bend yon truncheon over your skull.
Best to cooperate, Bertrand. We've nothing to hide.
Now then, pull the door to.
Mr. Heppelwhite! Gooey! That's funny. He should be here.
Oh, hey now, Miss Gloria.
There's another one.
That's Bradshaw doing his nightly rounds.
Quiet.
Well, Miss Gloria, how was life on the streets tonight?
Great tartan trussocks.
The takings were a bit disappointing. Oh. I only took £5. Oh.
These locals don't know a good thing when it's offered to them.
It was a memorable evening. The vicar gave an incredible performance.
I've heard he's very good, yeah. I saw his brief encounter with Mrs. Brown from the paper shop.
I scarcely believe my ears.
I used to be good at it myself, you know.
Oh, fool.
Really?
Oh, I did a lot with Miss Tibbles. She said my Hamlet was one of the greatest she'd ever seen.
That was a big compliment.
Well, she used to tell everyone, you can always count on a good roll from Mr. Bradshaw.
Mr. Bradshaw.
Have you seen Mr. Applewhite?
Not since he borrowed my hammock.
Oh.
Yeah. I hear he's installed a young lady in his house.
Well, it's only for tonight.
So that's what you're up to, you dirty devil.
But I can assure you...
I can't find him anywhere. And I wanted to give him a special treat before he goes to sleep.
Don't worry, Miss Gloria, I'll have it.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
I can stand it no more. You're all under arrest.
Oh!
Why? It's Master Horace, young Bertrand... A foreign gentleman.
Inspector, I can explain.
Explain down at the police station.
What's up, Inspector?
That's my line.
Oh, but my... The Inspector thinks that Bertrand is a burglar.
Burglars? Oh, no! Police!
But I am the police.
Oh, thank God for that. Oh, it's good to know someone's on the job.
I seem to be the only one that isn't.
Inspector, you've gone too far.
What?
I suggest we go at once to my house, where I shall prove that things are not what you think.
All right, very well. Let's away to your house and see your so-called proof.
Here we are, Inspector. This is my home.
Aye, let's knock on the door then.
Gently, gently, Inspector, please. I must ask you to consider the poor girl's feelings. It would be a shock for her to be woken at this hour.
Oh, she'll get over it.
The poor child is all alone in the house. Ah, she's coming.
Yeah?
Valentine.
Oh, not today, thanks.
Was that your poor wee lonely girl?
Valentine, open this door.
Open in the name of the law.
Hello.
Stand aside, Valentine. We're coming in.
Aye, out of the way, lady.
You blackguard. You villain. How could you do this to me? To the name of our station.
Well, look, Mr. Applewhite, you see us like this.
I don't wish to hear it.
Quiet, man. Let's hear his story. Now then, lady.
Yeah. Well, you see, I thought a nice girl like that might be in need of protection. So I come up here to see if she was.
In need of protection?
A nice girl.
And I am. So we've been playing draughts ever since. Mr. Valentine has been a perfect gentleman.
Worse luck.
My friend will be very impressed when I tell him how you've all looked after me. He's a very important man, you know. He might even overlook the fact that I never got to Birmingham.
That you never got...
Oh, it was terrible. When the last train went out and left me stranded in that carriage, I didn't know what to do.
Well, Inspector?
Well, but what about this burglar?
I'm Bert's not a burglar. That's just his get-up for the play.
Then what was yon lassie doing at the station?
I brought Mr. Heppelwhite a flask of cocoa.
Oh, well, I'll toss my caber.
Satisfying?
Mr. Heppelwhite, how can I begin to apologize?
Say no more, Inspector. We all make mistakes.
Hang on. What about damages for wrongful arrest and slander and libel? You're throwing away a gold mine. Sue him. Go on. For 10%, I'll say he hit me. Go on, don't get him.
By the way, Mr. Heppelwhite, I heard rumours you have a printing press in your station.
You're right, yeah. I reckon we ought to forget the inspector's mistake and start again. Live and let live. I always say that, you know.
Well, staff, time for bed. We want to be fresh for the minister's visit tomorrow.
Five past nine. The minister's train should be here.
Yeah, Miss Drake's luggage, sir. One vanity case. And a modesty box.
Thank you, Valentine. Where is Miss Drake?
Oh, it's just coming.
Oh, look, Mr. Heppelwhite, the minister's train.
Attention, everyone. May I have on street?
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite. It looks very masterful.
Oh, I forgot to water the flowers.
You should have thought of that earlier. You'll have to wait now.
Now, remember, staff, no mention at all of last night's fiasco. No. We don't want the minister to get the wrong impression of us.
No.
Mr. Heppelwhite, this is the Minister for Industrial Education. Yeah?
How do you do, sir? It's an honour to see you alight at our station.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what a lovely little place.
I trust you had a pleasant journey from London, sir?
I came from the Midlands. I was speaking in Birmingham yesterday, so I decided to spend the night there.
Good morning, Mr. Heppelwhite. Pink! Ricky!
Pop?
Doris! Miss Drake!
I'm sorry I didn't turn up last night, Pinky. I got stranded. But what a coincidence, seeing you here.
Yes. Good heavens, small world, eh? is the public library far, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Oh, after you went to all that trouble getting us the room.
Yes, this is Miss, my private, where she handles things for me.
Yes, I quite understand, sir. We're all men of the world.
Yes, we don't disclose it to the press. Security, you know.
Right. Yeah. You can rely upon us.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate your discretion. What? Naturally, if there's anything we at the Ministry can do for you...
Now, strangely enough, Minister, there is.
Yes?
We're approaching the wine-making season, and we feel the need of a flower press.
Flower press, yes.
That might fall under the heading of industrial education?
Say no more. Delighted. You'll have one by the morning. I'll get Whitehall to send it down.
Oh, very kind of you, sir.
Not at all. Now, shall we proceed to the public library?
By all means, sir. After all, this is certainly one for the book.
Assisting the passage of British Rail from Parsley Sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heppelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Percy, Bradshaw and Clara, Liz Fraser as Gloria, Ian Lavender as Bert, John Graham as Inspector MacDougall and the Minister, and Hilary Pritchard as Doris Drake. The programme was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor. Thank you.